Expensive housing, relatively high taxes, and maddening traffic frequently motivate people to look elsewhere for their next place to live. For anyone fantasizing about where next while stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic on the Beltway, we have some food for thought for you to consider when looking for your next place to live. While it's worth noting that the notion of a true paradise may be misleading, any decision you make will involve certain trade-offs, says certified financial planner Howard Pressman of Eigenberger & Weiner, LLC. Welcome to the show, Howard. We are so glad you're here. I'm Hope Katz-Gibbs, your host, and we can't wait to hear about finding paradise.
Hi, Hope. Thank you.
So tell us, how should retirees or people thinking about retirement go about finding that perfect place to live, that fantasy that they've been looking forward to for so many years?
I mean, first off, Hope, there's obviously a lot of resources to help folks in this search. You know, there's no shortage of surveys and online articles about that ideal retirement place. However, all of them use very different criteria, and you know, miraculously, they all come to very different conclusions, which may or may not, fit your readers or your listeners' desires. So I think first off, it's important for everybody to take some time and really think about what it is that's most important to them as they're coming out with their thought and figuring out exactly what it is they're looking for in their, you know, quote-unquote paradise.
Well, it makes perfect sense. You know, I love that idea that you might maybe make a list of what does paradise look like to you. I always find that the power of writing things down shows me really what I think, even though I may not be as conscious of it as I think I am. So tell us, what qualities should retirees look for in their new hometown, and what should they think about, what should they avoid maybe?
So most of my clients tell me, you know, the first things that they ask about are taxes and climate. That's, you know, typically their top two criteria. And while I absolutely think that both of those are very important, I don't think that those are the most important. The last thing I think that most people would want would be to be in a great place with a nice climate and they're saving a bit of money, but they can't stand it because they're surrounded by people who don't see the world like they do. You know, maybe they're polar opposites when it comes to politics or culture or things like that. So while I do think that those are important, I don't think that they rise necessarily to the top. Some of the criteria that I think that needs to be considered, and again, you know, different people are going to rank these differently in terms of importance, but I think it's important to look at the access to quality health care, cultural activities around the area. If you have hobbies or, you know, interests, you know, does the area support those hobbies and those interests? Politics. Again, you know, Washington, D.C. is a pretty political area. You're not just going to turn that off when you move away. So will your new town, support your political viewpoints? The cost of living in the new place, the cost of housing, taxes, but again, not just income taxes, but also property and local taxes. Also think about your proximity to your family, what your network, a social network and friends are going to be like in a new area. Crime rates, transportation is important, and, you know, I'm going to come back to that in just a second because I think it's important to view transportation, through two different lenses. But, again, climate, also if you're planning to work in retirement, what are the job opportunities for retirees in that new place? If you have particular routes that you fly, you often fly, will there be an airport nearby that serves those routes? You know, all of these things, I believe, are very important to be considered. So I did mention transportation. Obviously, that's important. But I also think people need to look at transportation not just today, but through, their own lens 20 years from now. So maybe, this place you're considering has fantastic transportation for somebody who's 65 and mobile and able to drive and walk and do all those things. But what happens when you're 85 and a little bit less mobile? Maybe you can't drive. Can the transportation infrastructure support you then, when you're perhaps a little bit less mobile? Because I think it would be terrible to find that you're increasingly isolated due to your lack of ability to get around and you know, the area's inability to support you.
That makes perfect sense. Very, very important things to keep in mind and things that you may not even think about. Great ideas. So, but let's go back to the taxes. So how important is the tax situation to future retirees?
I think it's going to be, you know, again, it's going to be different for each person. But I do, you know, obviously, money is going to be an important factor, whether they can afford to live there. But as I said, oftentimes, a lot of folks will myopically focus on income taxes without necessarily considering some of the other taxes that may be higher to offset the lower income taxes. So, property taxes. If you're planning to buy a house, obviously you need to be concerned about what those property taxes are. Sales taxes are also very important. Various localities have taxes and different assessments. So looking at them really in aggregate, and I think also, while not necessarily a tax, but probably needs to be considered also, is homeowners insurance. Because a lot of times when people are envisioning their paradise, it often involves water. And the closer you get to water, oftentimes the higher your insurance rates go due to floods and hurricanes and things like that. So think about all of that. Not just, income taxes.
That's really, really good food for thought. So now tell us, okay, so once you think you found that perfect place to live, whether it's in a small town or on the mountains or by the water, as you say, what should you do next?
Once you have a list, you've prioritized your list and you've narrowed it down, I think it's very important to go and visit each of these places. And not just, spending vacation there, but, try and spend some time there. I think a month makes sense, but I would say no less than 2 weeks. Get to know the area a bit, learn more about it just other than what you've read, sort of live like a local, see how it feels. And I think that at that point, you'll probably be able to cross a few places off your list and maybe even arrive at your notion of paradise. But once you've even found that, I don't think, you should do anything at that point. I think it makes sense to go there, relocate, and then rent. I don't think it makes sense to go and buy based on this research done so far. Live in the area, get to know the area. Again, live like a local, spend some time there. Before you've made a significant financial investment, sometimes you'll realize that, this wasn't the right place for us. Maybe we just don't like it here. And I think it's important to know that before you've made that investment. I have also seen that people who have moved to what they thought was their ideal location were right in that it was their ideal location, but they were just in the wrong area, the wrong neighborhood. Spend some time there. Get to know the vibe of the area. Oftentimes, the vibe can change dramatically from one neighborhood to the next. So, like I said, maybe you did find the right area, but you're just in the wrong neighborhood, and you really wish you'd been across town. Again, getting to know that will help you make the best decision for you before plunking down a big chunk of your hard-earned money.
So it's emotional, logical, and trying to balance them out as you're looking for this perfect place to live. It sounds like good advice to me.
Life is a balance between emotional and logical.
Yes, I totally agree with you. So last but not least, what mistakes should people avoid? What have you seen your clients do that you've got a list going, just please don't do this?
The biggest mistake that I see, and I've seen this a couple of times in my own practice, is when clients go ahead and they buy what they think is their ideal retirement location, many years before they're retired. Usually this happens after a vacation. They went someplace, they spent a vacation there, they fell in love with it, they ended up plunking down a bunch of money, they bought this place, and they plan to retire there, and maybe they visit a few times here and there, but retirement's still a ways away, and then eventually they retire down there and realize, oh my gosh, we hate this place. I've seen that a couple of times, and it can be an expensive mistake. So Often when we're on vacation, we're in a completely different mindset. We're, sort of in vacation brain. We're eating in restaurants a lot, and we're not really paying that much attention to the infrastructure. Vacation life it can be very different from real life in a location. So, again, I don't think that they necessarily fell in love with the location. They fell in love with vacation. And, again, don't make that mistake.
How great would it be to just live on vacation? I like that idea.
It would be fantastic.
But that is really important. And I think you're being really thoughtful about this and encouraging people to, again, balance that emotional versus their logical brain and experience. And you wrote beautifully about this in the most recent newsletter for Eggenberger & Weiner LLC, which can be found at www.ebwfinancialnews.com. And you also articulately talked about it on News Channel 8's Let's Talk Live this month, both of which are available on your website. And last but not least, we have a sidebar in that newsletter that talks about the top 10 cities from U.S. News & World Report and what the median rent would be if you had a mortgage and if you didn't. And I thought that was really enlightening for readers that they can see where most people want to go and how much it costs.
Yeah, it was a good companion to my piece to talk about what it costs to live in a certain area, what the housing costs are in the various areas. And, obviously housing costs are associated with demand. So those places with, where everybody wants to go have higher home prices. So, again, balancing what's most important to you will hopefully help you find something. And if you're lucky, maybe it's something that not everybody else is in love with.
Right. That sounds good. Or it's at least in an area that most people don't want to live in or something like that. Well, thank you so much for your time, Howard Pressman. We really look forward to all of your articles. They're very thoughtful and introspective and extrospective, if that's a word we can coin. So we will look forward to seeing you again and hearing what your next topic is for ebwsfinancialnews.com.
Well, great, Hope. Thank you very much for having me. I enjoyed it.
For more information about Eggenberger & Weiner LLC, visit ebwllc.com, and of course, as we mentioned, ebwfinancialnews.com. I'm Hope Katz-Gibbs with the Incandescent Radio Network, speaking today to Certified Financial Planner Howard Pressman about finding paradise. We look forward to talking to you soon. Have a great day.